Welcome to Talking Healthcare, insights from global leaders, produced by the International Hospital Federation. The Talking Healthcare podcast series will feature healthcare leaders and executives from the IHF's global community, sharing their expertise, knowledge, and insights into cutting-edge topics in healthcare. Since 2015, the IHF has been recognizing excellent projects, programs, and services of hospitals and health service providers across the globe through the annual IHF Awards. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to the host of this episode and the chairman of the 2024 Awards Committee, Dr. Lawrence Lai.
Very big welcome to everyone who's listening. As you know, there are altogether 7 IHF Awards categories. In this episode, we'll be featuring the Excellence Award for Healthcare Workers' Wellbeing, an award which recognizes excellence or outstanding achievements in ensuring the well-being of healthcare workers through innovative projects, programs, or services. I'm delighted to introduce our guest for today, Dr. Joe Portier. In a moment, Dr. Portier will be talking to us about the winning program of the Elder Hay Children NHS Foundation Trust. Dr. Portier, thank you very much for accepting our invitation.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Portier, congratulations to you and your Foundation Trust on winning the GO Award. Before we start, can you very briefly tell us something about yourself and your organization?
Yes, thank you. So, yeah, my name's Dr. Joe Portier. I'm a consultant clinical psychologist and associate director of organisational development at Alder Hey. And Alder Hey is a leading children's care organisation offering care from community to specialist services for children and young people. We employ just over 4,500 staff, and as this award recognises, this is about how we support and offer care for our staff.
Now, Dr. Portier, now that we know more about you and the Trust, could you tell us about your winning programme and why this programme was started?
Yes, thank you. So the programme that we submitted for this award has at its heart our staff advisor liaison service, which we call SALS and which is referenced as SALS. But it's part of a wider package of things that we offer in Alder Hey that all centre around compassion, using compassion as a framework. So the staff advisor liaison service is a single door, one-stop shop, essentially, for staff who are facing anything and struggling with anything, either professional or personal. And it's a service that's actually led by staff for staff. I work in the service myself. There's a small core team of us who've all been in this organisation for a long time, actually, between us. And so we understand the organisation and we understand the services that are around our organisation, so we can connect people to the right place, connect people to each other. So it's so much about connection, but it's also based a lot on psychology and also developing the evidence base further about what works for staff. Our staff advice and liaison service then is supported really by a strong foundations leadership program, which is a compassionate leadership program that was developed at around the same time and based on the same learning from our organisation. So that promotes the culture which helps staff to thrive at work, really. So that's been a core part of our support for staff. And then the latest development in 2022 was that we, to further spread the message of SALS across the organisation, developed a network of what we call SALS Pals, so friends of SALS, really, who are supervised by us, trained by us, to offer a similar listening service to staff in the organisation. So that's been our programme, and it's been phenomenally successful. We've had over 10,000 contacts to the service since we started in January 2020, and it's just going from strength to strength.
Well, that is really very timely, because it all started before COVID. Obviously, it must have done a lot to the health and well-being of your staff. So thank you very much for sharing with us your very innovative and excellent healthcare well-being program, which has won the Go Award. What does the award mean to you and to your organization?
Well, to me, it's a recognition of, I suppose, the idea, as I said, really, that my sense from having worked in Alderhay, I've been at Alderhay myself in clinical roles, in leadership roles. I've been here for 18 years. And my sense was always that there should be a place where you would be offered listening and help from somebody to help you think through all of the systemic solutions to your problem. So it's a lovely recognition from me that actually I was on the right track. It's a fantastic achievement for this organisation and all of our staff here, because this service has been such a crucial part of our journey pre and through the COVID pandemic and the challenges that we're now facing in the NHS in this country. So Sal's is seen as a bit of a heartbeat, really, of Alderhay at the moment.
Well, that's good to know. How has the recognition from the IHF Award impacted or benefited your organization, your staff, or your patients? Do you have any stories that you would like to share with us?
Thank you. Well, I think apart from the enormous honour of winning an award like this and being the only NHS service that's recognised in these categories this year, as I say, it's a huge honour. But apart from that, I think one of the bigger impacts has been building our own faith and confidence in the model and the direction in the model that we've developed and the direction that we're traveling with this. What we learned and what our organization has learned, we sort of knew it intuitively, but I think it's really shown us how unique this service is that we're offering. We've got so much evidence now of impact that we can share with people as we further develop the evidence base. But it's given us the confidence and the increased support from our board and our executive, who were already enormously supportive. It's been one of the massive successes of our service that actually from the beginning they trusted what we were doing. I think they were right to trust us, but we're now going from strength to strength. I think it's given us even more of a case to carry on doing more and to keep innovating in this area, because it's been an innovation, and that's taken a lot of faith and people agreeing to us taking some of these calculated risks. So yeah, I'd say huge honour, but massively confidence building for all of us.
It must be, because I think after COVID, it's really difficult for organizations to have very good staff satisfaction about the organization. So well done.
Thank you.
Now that you have implemented this very successful program, do you have other plans for the future? What's next for your organization?
In terms of our support for staff, I think it's to continue to develop Alderhay as a. Our ambition was to develop ourselves as a centre of excellence for developing the evidence base around what works in this field, because there's a lot of emerging evidence now that's talking about how people don't really want lots of apps, and they're not, that's been so much of the thrust around wellbeing support for staff. So we are really keen to keep developing the evidence base in this field, in staff support, to continue to grow and sustain our own staff advice and liaison service, but also because there's been so much national and international interest now in the model that we've developed, it's also to see if we can support other organisations to develop this for themselves.
That is very good to know. Thank you so much, Dr. Portier, for sharing with us your organization's achievements and commitment to looking after the well-being and caring for your staff. This is a very important project. This is very important, as we all know that a happy staff will be better able to deliver optimal care to the patients and community. Thank you, Dr. Portier.
Thank you.
Just like the Elder Aged Children's NHS Foundation Trust, if your organization is implementing outstanding projects, programs, and services, we encourage you to share them with us as an entry to the IHF Awards. There are 7 IHF Awards categories open for entries. The deadline for submission is on 19th April. To learn more about the award categories, guidelines, and submission process, please send an email to awards@ihf-fih.org. Let me sign off by thanking you for joining this podcast and hoping that you will join us again in future episodes.
Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and head on to Anchor, Apple, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Make sure you will never miss an episode from us. For more information on the International Hospital Federation and the IHF Awards, you may visit www.ihf-fih.org. Goodbye!